The demand of commodities, fine chemicals, aroma compounds, proteins, or medicines such as antibiotics is increasing worldwide. However, conventional biotechnology production processes based on monocultures of microbial flora are reaching their limits. So how can new, more efficient production routes be created by scale-up that not only meet demand, but are also economically viable and sustainable? Roughly speaking, this is what the DFG Priority Program Interzell is about. We will be exploring this topic piece by piece with our podcast, Lab Whispers of Bioengineering. Climate change and CO2 emissions are big challenges in today's world. Using CO2 as raw material in the manufacturing of climate-neutral products would be the holy grail. To achieve that objective, a team of scientists at the University of Ulm and the Technical University of Munich, both funded by the German Research Foundation, DFG, is looking for synthetic microorganisms to produce caproic acid from CO2. Today we are discussing this with Professor Dr. Dirk Voister-Botz from TU Munich and Dr. Frank Bengelsdorf from the University of Ulm. Would you like to please briefly introduce yourselves?
My name is Dirk Voister-Botz. I'm full professor for biochemical engineering at the Technical University of Munich. And the focus of our research is to make use of microorganisms or parts thereof to produce goods and materials out of renewable resources. And we are focusing on bioreactors, on fermentation, on biocatalysis, but also on making use of carbon dioxide for producing chemicals. And this project here we are talking about is part of these activities.
Thank you. And Dr. Bengelsdorf.
Yes, so I am a microbiologist working at Ulm University, and I basically train students in different classes, and in my research I'm focusing on the physiology of anaerobic bacteria, especially those of who are called acetogens, and these bacteria can fix carbon dioxide while using hydrogen as an energy source. And the objective is to understand their metabolism and to engineer this microorganisms for production of certain goods, such as lactic acid or acetone or butanol, or as in this case, caproic acid in a type of co-culture approach.
So what you briefly mentioned some goals, but what is the overarching goal of your research project?
So the overall objective is then to convert as much as possible carbon dioxide to caproic acid. And this is a scientific challenge then, because the two microorganisms must work perfectly together, and we have to learn a lot about this cooperation inside a bioreactor.
And have you both had a highlight so far?
Well, for me, the highlight is that some years ago, I basically designed the idea from scratch, and it looked very promising if you write it down on paper. And the highlight is basically to see this experiment working and to confirm that both bacteria can actually work together, exchange intermediate, produce the caproacid. And moreover, for me, it is fantastically to see that this process can also be transferred in a bioprocess.
So from my side, we are working now for 1 year in this project, and we have a lot of challenges. This is clear in every research project. And the first challenge is the first microorganism, the acetogen, which is producing naturally from hydrogen gas and carbon dioxide gas, acetic acid. This is why they are called acetogens. And the work of Frank Bengelsdorf, he made this microorganism to produce, in addition, lactic acid. But the amount of lactic acid which is produced, because it's not the natural product of this microorganism, is relatively low compared to acetic acid. And the challenge is now, to switch the carbon flux a little bit more to the lactic acid. And one of these ideas we had in the beginning was just to add another gas into the bioreactor, and this is carbon monoxide. And what we have seen now, and this is very exciting, it works really. Adding a little bit of carbon monoxide ends up in doubling the lactic acid concentration. And these are the very first results. And it's really nice to see that the ideas which we had in the beginning, writing down on a paper, are really working.
And how did you come up with the idea of using CO2 to produce caproic acid, and why is caproic acid important?
When starting this project, there was on the one hand the insight that there is a way to produce lactic acid from CO2 using this genetically modified Acetobacterium woodii strain. And there was, on the other hand, the knowledge that the lactic acid can serve as a substrate for specific bacteria producing anaerobically this caproic acid. And for me, it was just as a physiologist and the basic interest to understand how both metabolic pathways actually work. And I just had to combine both approaches in one, and then the idea was there. And caproic acid is, for instance, used in flavor and fragrance industry. It's a chemical precursor for and serves as a platform for further chemicals in different industrial applications. It is also used as a natural antimicrobial agent, or it is a component, for instance, in the flavor of vanilla. So there are several applications for caproic acid, and the idea is to produce it from something which is basically avoiding further damage to climate.
And are there any large obstacles and challenges aside from what you've already spoken about?
So from the process engineering point of view, there are, of course, many challenges because, first of all, the lactic acid in this case has to be produced in high amounts because afterwards the second microorganism can make use of the lactic acid. And we, of course, have to redirect the metabolism to lactic acid instead of acetic acid. And we have in the project a lot of different approaches to do this. But then we have to find out what's the best combination of these two microbes inside a bioreactor. And now, just the first approach is just start with Acetobacterium woodii and then put in later into the bioreactor the Clostridium drakei just to convert the lactic acid then to caproic acid. And of course, we do not know what is the best point of time to do this. Would it be the best to operate the bioreactor in a batch mode with continuous gassing, or it's better to have a continuous process? Would it be a choice to put in a membrane into the bioreactor just to keep the cells inside the bioreactor and just producing a caproic acid out of carbon dioxide and hydrogen and a little bit of carbon monoxide? A lot of different questions, and we have now 2 years to answer all these questions from an engineering point of view.
Yes. And you probably want to transfer your research to an industrial scale. Do you think that will be possible? And what other milestones are you working towards?
So this DFG project is basic research, of course. As an engineer, I have always in my mind how to make this process run on a big industrial scale. You must know that the so-called syngas fermentation is now on an industrial scale, but it's with one special microorganism, for example, producing ethanol from steel mill off gas. These are very huge bioreactors with a liquid height of more than 30 meters, but and these are working continuously and working well. And of course, we want to find out what are the best combinations of these two special microorganisms we have chosen for this project. And of course, we have in mind how to make this work on an industrial scale. But it's far away from industrial application, I have to say.
Yes, that's true. Mainly because the next milestone would be to transfer this process in a pilot scale, meaning several cubic meters of fermentation volume. But there's a problem that, at least currently, there is a huge lack of capacity, meaning this type of bioreactors having available at certain sites in order to perform these experiments. So these bioreactors are hopefully built up in a very near future, and that these kind of ideas can be transferred to this pilot scale or maybe demonstration scale. But that needs to be solved before we can actually answer your question about the industrial scale.
Thank you, Professor Dirk Voister-Botz and Dr. Frank Bengelsdorf, for giving us insights into your amazing research on microorganisms that make use of gases such as CO2 to produce valuable products like caproic acid. It was great having you here today. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.